Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another splendiferous episode of Appropriately Offensive. I am your host, Corey, from Caddyshack, and I hope everyone that's listening to this is doing fucking fantastic. Of course, I'm joined by my co-hosts.
This is your boy E, you know what I'm saying, wiser than that boy Moses Porch.
Okay, and?
Big Daddy Chatch from Brokeback Mountain.
So, y'all doing good?
Oh, yeah, we're good, man.
We're doing solid. You know what I'm saying?
What was your word earlier?
Splendiferous.
I'm doing splendiferous. That sounds like a fucking Harry Potter spell, bro. Splendiferous.
Splendiferoso. That you got to add the so at the end, like splendiferous. I see where you went with it though.
You know what I'm saying? It was nifty. It was crafty. You know what I'm saying?
I try.
I like that.
Before I really get into today's episode, how's Halloween for y'all?
Oh man, it was good.
It was alright. It wasn't bad.
Not at all. It was a little cold, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the boy was in his Sonic suit, and the cold was not bothering this man at all. Got a nice little bit of bag of candy too, man. You know what I'm saying? Did pretty good. We got Jello shots. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I love. So I go to my home.
Pass out shit, but I hate Jello, so I don't. I don't take that, but I take everything else. Like this dude was handing out whiskey shots,
Jello.
The little chocolates with the I'm fuck with
you know
that.
What I'm saying. I'm always down with grown up trick or treating, including in with the kid trick or treating. You know what I'm saying. I feel like when you do shit like that, you can probably encourage more parents to be more engaging.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
not, you know, instead of just the factor of
just walking out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's cool and all, because you know what I'm saying? You want them to have their moment, but hey, you know what I'm saying?
Everyone's supposed to have fun.
I ain't saying every house, but you know what I'm saying? I say, you know what I'm saying, per block, somebody's, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's food either, though. Shit, I take them tacos too, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so big shout out to everyone who gives out more than just your regular candy. Big shout out to everyone who gave out a bunch of candy. We gave out candy for the second half.
Okay.
Trick or treated from like 6 to maybe like 7:20.
That sounds about right.
And then from 7:20 to like 8:30, we just passed out candy. And then watched a movie, let the kids stay up late. I was surprised. I thought they was going to be wiped out the next morning. And they weren't.
That was decent.
Of course, that just led them to be like, see, we can stay up late. I said, nah, you're good.
Damn, I forgot what I was going to say because you were talking so fucking. Oh, you know what would be the ultimate punishment for Halloween, bro? It just clicked on me as you were saying, hey, we pass out candy. Your kid fucks up. You know?
Because I talk so long.
Your kid fucks up, right? Right before Halloween. You get them all ready, let them go trick or treating. And then the second half, they pass out the candy that they just got.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the whole Halloween.
Shit. That would be
the
fucking
whole Halloween,
lit.
Just make them wear their suit, but
nah,
you got to pass out candy.
They're like,
bro,
hey, you trick-or-treating for an hour. I need you back home. And then they get home, they're like, all right, you passing out your candy. You
know, that sucks.
Hey, fuck it. You fucked up. You're going to learn now.
Yo, my kids were like handfuls of candy. Here you go. Wow. And I was like, yo, I'd like to keep some of that shit. Like,
some.
Like, I know y'all got your own bag of candy, but I wasn't trick-or-treating.
Normally,
shit.
What we'd do is, I don't even think we have done a Halloween where we gave out candy.
We've only done it once.
Once?
Yeah, Arlo was like,
y'all trick-or-treat the whole time, though?
One to two.
Yeah, most of the time. You know what I'm saying? And then, even before Arlo and Ashley was in the picture, we used to go to, like, the fucking House of Terror and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? And shit
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real quick before we get into this podcast, what was the best costume y'all seen?
I don't know, man.
I'm gonna keep it real with you. Look at them like that this year. You know what I'm saying? Because we were just more focused on
none of them just stuck out to you.
We were just focused on him. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that he had a good time. So it really wasn't like I seen some nice decorations though. I can say that much.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No,
but I ain't really pay attention to the costumes.
You say that you didn't notice people, but you noticed the decorations. I don't know.
Some people go all out, dude.
Yeah, that is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying like everybody, but there are some people that take Halloween serious. Right. You know what I'm saying?
I fold. I lose. I concede. You win.
I'm just saying.
Or I saw this.
If
one
not, day. If not go all out, then at least turn the house or some part of the house into like a haunted house.
I like that. That just little. Garage.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not gonna pass out candy and do that shit, then it, you know what I'm saying? Haunted house for those not the weird motherfuckers, but you know what I'm saying? And something like that. I don't think you need to charge an admission fee either because it's fucking Halloween. It ain't like you got people just randomly just coming through your fucking house every fucking month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I saw this one dude. He was Dave Chappelle. But
pretty lit.
But as,
buff or skinny Dave Chappelle?
As Tyrone Biggums.
Ah, oh, player.
And so the red, you know, hat and everything. You know, Jackie had fucking powder on his lips and everything. Like, he was just like,
now that you say that, now that you say that,
perfect.
Okay, I probably have to say one that caught my eye. It was a family, mixed family, black dude. I think wife was like some ethnic, but not white or Caucasian or anything like that. But the babies was dressed up, but he had the infant in his hand, but he had a full, Super Saiyan Vegeta suit on, like reaching super Saiyan when they fought Cell, and he had like the full costume and everything on with the hair and everything. Oh, I was like,
when he was like Super Saiyan 2,
and
he was like super like buffed out
and shit. Yeah. So I was like,
yeah. See, I always wanted to do that, but I'm skinny as shit, so. It looks weird.
You know what? I thought about a couple of them. I think like one for sure that I do want to definitely do, like, and probably spend some money on and get, like, if I was to spend money for like a Halloween suit, I'd probably Rocket Raccoon.
Okay.
Because of the fact that I'm not extremely tall, but you know what I'm saying? And I feel like.
There's a racial joke there, but.
You should go with it.
No, I'm not saying that.
Why?
No, I'm not saying that. My skin color just allows me from doing certain things, sir.
The Constitution says otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think that's going to be pretty much everything for Halloween, so let's go ahead and jump into it. This is tension when not submissive, too hot, then get out the kitchen, appropriately offensive, appropriately offensive, appropriately offensive, appropriately offensive, appropriately offensive, appropriately offensive, appropriately offensive. All right, so before we jump into this first segment, which we're going to start talking about football, we have some jokes that we had heard that we wanted to share with y'all. Or at least I told the guys to go find jokes to share with y'all.
You know?
Mainly just because I heard this one joke and I just thought it was really funny. And so I wanted to tell it, but I didn't just want to tell one joke and then that'd just be the end of it. So I figured if we tell three of them, it'd be better. So that's my logic. Anyways, this is not my joke. If y'all have ever heard of Anthony Jeselnik, a stand-up comedian. He's a pretty funny dude. This is his joke. I'm not just randomly talking about him. So he says, no, I'm not a religious man. You guys can probably tell. But my Uncle Tom, super religious. Last month, he's walking down the street. He gets mugged and gets shot in the chest. Now, miraculously, and I mean miraculously, he always keeps a Bible in his left chest pocket. So he had something to read while he bled to death.
It's fucked up, but I get it.
I didn't know you were going to come with a religious one.
Well, I figured since we were going to talk about religion later in the podcast.
I got one.
I figured I might as well go ahead and do that one.
So. Well, because I had one about religion, too. Not necessarily religion, just a religious figure.
Okay.
But
well, that's not allowed.
Oh, okay, sorry. How do you get a nun pregnant?
I don't know.
Dress her as the altar boy.
Oh, shit. Damn.
I mean, I got one more. It's not religious.
Go ahead.
But how do you fit four queers on a bar stool? Flip it upside down.
Oh man, yeah, that's
it's deep.
That's deep. in their butts.
Look, man, I know somebody on this shit. Our one listener, and you know, hey, spread the word. I just want to say that this feels naked as fuck without headphones. But anyway, continue.
Yeah.
Forgot
the old power cord for the
power cord.
There's like 8 power cords I got to remember, and I forgot one of them.
That's a lot of shit.
My bad. You know, so we ain't got no headphones, so it's a little weird. We can't really use the sound pad on this episode. It's kind of sucks, but it is what it is. E, you got any jokes? Didn't do the homework, man.
Hey, bro. This week and last week has been crazy at the job. So it's like, excuse me for like not having. I've been getting done damn near close before we get ready to go home all this week, bro. So it's like, hey, my brain is like, as soon as I'm done, cigarette, get ready to go home. You know what I'm saying?
No excuse. No, I'm just fucking with you. You're good, man. All right, then. Well, shit, Chach, you want to go ahead and get us into this football segment?
Dun, dun, dun.
That was fantastic. Now I don't have to put a soundtrack in there. Because exactly. I was planning on just doing it manually later.
Yeah.
But now you just did it for me.
Well, if you could deepen my voice, like, dun, dun, dun.
No, see, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that and move it to the beginning.
I could dig it.
But I'm going to leave this whole conversation in so they can hear it. Yeah. And they know that I did that.
Yeah.
Identity.
I should do it. I ain't really got much on football, but I did want to talk about, your team's garbage, so we don't need to talk about that.
Holy shit.
But
we can talk about how bad Green Bay is for a second.
Listen, right. Dallas and Philly this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I think the whole world's been waiting on that this year.
It's like the Super Bowl when we play against each other.
I know everyone in Israel and they've been just itching dying for this moment. This, like that's all they care about right now.
Dying to watch this game, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's gonna be a good matchup. You know what I'm saying? Even though we're going into Philly, I think we're gonna take it. But I think they're gonna come to Dallas and they're gonna beat us. That's my prediction.
Oh, so they're going to swap. You said that you're going to swap from last year. What you think, E? You got a huge...
It's definitely going one for one this year. They ain't beating us twice.
Like I said, man, we're split the... We're split it.
Y'all think it's split it? I think Philly's going to beat y'all both times.
You know what I'm saying?
You think so?
I don't... No.
Dak never has 2 good games in a row. He had a great game last game.
I understand y'all that.
Fucked.
But look at his record. Look at his record against the NFC East.
That's not what I'm going.
The NFC East has
both of us play.
It's not trash. Now it's trash.
That's true.
Both of us at home are like totally two different quarterbacks.
It's a rivalry. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Regardless of the rivalry, but when both quarterbacks are at home, it's a different. It's a
who you got?
Story.
I got Jalen Hurts on one fantasy.
Okay,
I got AJ Brown.
Who's the running back?
Swift.
I got Swift on mine.
I don't care about Swift.
I just want to take a pause out moment and fucking condone fucking AJ Brown. I don't give a fuck how anybody feels about it, but in my opinion, this motherfucker comes through in clutch fucking moments, bro.
Oh, man.
And does not break.
He's 8-3 against the Eagles. Or the Squeagles, my bad.
You just looked that up.
I did, but I'm just saying. I had to get my info right. But against the NFC East, he is a beast. Last I checked, it was like 27 or something. Don't quote me, okay?
Oh, no, you're quoted.
I'm not a fan of.
It's going to be a good game. A very good game.
I hope so.
As long as we don't fucking self-destruct or fucking.
Possibly game of the week.
I don't think possible. I know it's going to be game of the week.
I was about to say, you don't think it's possible? Goddamn.
I know for a fact it's going to be game of the week. Did you just drink that? Yeah.
No, I almost did.
Oh.
I almost did. I was about to, and I was like, hold up, there's a swig in there.
Sorry, y'all. I thought he just ashed into his drink and then immediately drank it.
Backdoored it.
Yeah, so. that shit threw me off. I was like, yo.
Nah, you only do that with dip.
Ugh.
Yeah. You spit in a Gatorade bottle, forget you got it.
No.
Grab the wrong Gatorade bottle because it's dark.
And then you
No. I know people who put cigarettes out in a bottle and well, in a can and forget.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Throwing up for weeks.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know if that's. I don't know.
I probably that dip can, yeah. But that cigarette, I don't know about the cigarette.
Cigarette shit, you probably die.
You probably shit.
But yeah. But. Back to the sports shit. Aside from football, y'all heard about the NHL player who died?
Shit was wild.
On live TV.
Did you see it?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
Fast or slow-mo?
On regular speed.
Bro, I seen it slow-mo. I seen it on regular speed, and it's harder to see. But
right.
When they slow-mo'd it, one, my biggest question is, I don't watch hockey like that, but never in SportsCenter history... When I've watched
this shit happen,
have I seen anybody's skate go above the chest?
Period.
Is that one time he got stabbed in the neck, a goalie? Well,
yeah,
but that was more like
to
an
me.
Accident.
It's crazy that it doesn't happen more often.
Because you hear it more about you hear more about the slapsticks or the puck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Incidents or you know
or fights,
as fights and shit like
flying
that.
Into each other. But like, the way it just surprises me more people don't get cut by skates because them things are sharp.
Well,
as
them
shit.
Pads.
But
are
the
fucking...
way he did it though.
Thick as fuck.
The way he did it, that was intentional.
It looked intentional,
because that
bro.
Was more like some like that nigga used to do some figure skating. Because that fucking leg was.
And it looked like he didn't get pushed off balance or anything.
No,
really.
And shit, yeah, bro. Because in slow mo, they obviously slowed down. Slow mo, When they slowed it down, bro, it's like you saw him going. It looked like he tried to do like a LeBron flop. And throw himself off balance to where it looked like the defender threw him off balance, but it wasn't the case. But when that dude laid down, you saw him hurting, right? And then when he got up, that's when you saw the blood because with the referee. And then when his teammates got to him, he dropped again. But dude, I seen a picture of him up close because the slow motion clip was just a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
But because you could see it was off in the distance.
Right.
But somebody had put a clip. It was like a still motion clip. And of him going like this. Obviously, you can't see it, guys. But anyway, like you saw all the blood on his jersey and shit.
Yeah.
He was awake for a minute, but you could tell he was in shock. But and then, bam, like gone. Live TV, bro. I was like, dude. You know, because it's crazy. It made me think of DeMar Hamlin a few years ago. He possibly almost died on the fucking field.
I mean, technically, didn't he die? And they
yeah, technically. But yeah, that shit was just crazy to see.
Yeah, there ain't no bringing someone back from
that.
When I saw how much blood just when he stood up, just instantly on the ground, I was like, that is a massive.
Well, the dude,
it's like watching a horror movie.
Yeah, it was crazy. I don't know what happened after the game after that, if they stopped it or what.
You have to, dude.
I'm sure.
I would
have
just said, fuck it.
You have to.
They're not just going to be like, put a wet floor sign.
You feel me?
Both teams look bad. And the organization look bad. If both teams continue to play in the organization.
The dude who died was Adam Johnson. But Matt Petgrave, I guess how you say his name, he's been receiving racist threats online and shit. He's a black dude.
He's the dude that
He's the dude that did it. And... the police are investigating it, and now, like, I guess the NHL, I guess Player Association, I don't know what their shit is called, but
like union board or some shit,
and the safety shit, they're looking at fucking making neck guards for safety that are mandatory.
Yeah, there's a couple organizations that already have.
Yeah,
they're like, nope, not having anyone have their fucking necks cut on the ice.
So, like that shit was just crazy, bro.
I just wonder what it looks like.
What?
Like a neck guard. Like how much of your neck, like does it go?
I would assume it would probably be something.
Up to like the bottom of your chin, or is it stopping at like the bottom of like your
it
neck?
Would
what
have
if
to
you
be
got a fat
right
well,
about
like,
here.
How's that look?
I'm assuming it's around your neck, but it's connected to your
helmet.
You can like
helmet
you know
or
how
your
you
shoulder
can snap
pad,
your chin
pads.
Strap?
Yeah.
It's connected through like snaps or whatever. You
and
know
it's
what
just
saying?
Like a like a thing, like right here.
Yeah, it's like it goes around
your
and snaps
neck.
On. Yeah, I'm assuming, but
just
we'd have to see.
Yeah, leaves the bottom of your chin exposed.
Yeah,
but there's not a throat there, so I guess that's okay.
Yeah,
that shit is crazy though, man. It's just fucking like, cause when he showed me the video. Because he was like, you seen the hockey player that died on national TV? I was like, no. And he was like, for real? I was like, yeah. So show me this shit. And it's like, it was so quick.
Yeah.
It was like just a
quick, like within 30 seconds.
You know what I'm saying? A quick little thump. And then like, all you seen him turn around, hit the ice. Then the ref came over there, picked him up, dropped him. He dropped again. Then when the ref picked him up again, it's just like fucking Kool-Aid. Just, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro. I thought
it was huge, dude.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being there and like adults seeing that shit is crazy. But like when you got little kids, that after that shit, they probably going to be asking questions. Like,
oh, absolutely.
And you're just like, you might be a little too young for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
kind of too late now. You know
what I mean? It is too late now. Yeah, obviously. But
it doesn't seem to.
Yeah, that shit was wild, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
You wouldn't expect to see no shit like that, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With the way the world is right now, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up to say to. It's fucked up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, but in the current state of.
It's a superbulous day.
The last couple of years. Previous, the shit has just weird shit and crazy shit and unexplained shit and just why the fuck are you doing that type shit has been going on more at a higher rate than what it has been. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that it's a good thing because it's not, but I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crazy shit we have.
Yeah, it's
like, bruh, like
mental is really
speaking of crazy shit. A few weeks ago, like, we were up in Dollar Tree, right? Man, I see this little crackhead looking motherfucker, bruh. And like, me, I'm always paying attention. I don't know. Just being a military brat, you know. Just always pay attention to your surroundings and shit.
Yeah.
And man, I'm just looking through the store and shit. I'm with, you know, my kids and wife. And this dude, well, at first we were split up. I was walking down the aisle in the middle of the store, and then I cut, and then Jazz was right behind me. Well, I stepped back for a minute, and when I looked, like, this dude was doing like a grind motion in the air, right? And I was like, yo, what the fuck? You know, we made eye contact, put his head down and shit, kept walking.
Yeah.
But then I noticed he kept following us, right? So I was like, all right. So I was whispered to my wife, and I was like, hey, so this motherfucker, blah, 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 you know, watch out. So we're chilling there, and like every time I make eye contact with him, dude, he puts his head down and walks to the next aisle. Mm. But then when we went to the next aisle, like opposite of him, you would just see him head down, but with his eyes up looking. And like every time I make eye contact, he'd disappear and shit. So like, yeah, dude, I was like, yo, that sounds some creepy shit. That's why I told her. I said, yo, you getting your hand concealed license. But that's why I don't like my wife going out with herself or the kids. After a certain time, you know what I'm saying? Even though shit can happen in broad daylight, but I'm just like, yo, at a certain time, if you need to go, I'll go with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But there's just too much creepy shit. And then now that I have a daughter, dude, like everybody compliments, like everywhere. And people put their hands out and shit. Like if Jazz is holding a baby, it's a little different. You know, some people can, you know, reach out.
Yeah,
she ain't quick enough. But me, oh fuck that, bro. I'm a whole baby girl. You put your hand. I'm moving my arms away. Yep. You know, this is. I don't know you. That's weird people. You know, and then I'm like real selective on like who I show pictures to, even out of like friends. You know what I'm saying? That sound weird, but like, I told somebody at work. I was like, yo, you ain't got. I was showing pictures of my daughter to my buddy. Someone was like, oh, let me see. And I was like, you ain't got a daughter, bro. Like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, he got offended and shit. And I was like, well, if you shouldn't get offended. You know what I'm saying? It's my choice, my kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah.
Why are you so upset that you can't look at pictures of someone that you don't even know? Like,
Like, it's funny because I was never selective. You see
on my Facebook page, I have no abundant of pictures of us as a group or individually of Chach. You know what I'm saying?
But you just said all our names.
You know,
but not like I used to post a lot of my son on Instagram.
Yeah.
But bruh, I am super selective. Ever since I had a daughter, I am super selective. Like, you'll rarely see a photo of her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or any social media, and I'm just like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy how different, and a lot of people are like, you shouldn't look at it different. Like, it's like, sorry, it just is. And I don't think a lot of...
It's an easier way for people to track your movement. And a lot of people don't realize or see it that way. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
It's like, if you're posting pictures at a particular spot that you like to go to on a, let's say, 5 out of 10.
Frequent basis.
That makes it easier for people to know where they can find you at.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and like the people put like, you know, their whole family on the, with the stickers on the back of the windshield. Yeah,
or like
how many kids they got and all that.
My student's like, an honor student at such
at this school. It's like, why are you telling people all this shit? Like, it's crazy.
Also,
but a lot of people don't, they just realize, don't think about it. No. Like, you know, because a lot of people aren't bad people, so they don't even think like,
it's not,
how could someone use this? It's just not,
it's
not
that. It's just, everybody uses social media nowadays, and you know, if everybody's using it, well, I don't really need to fucking be around you to know you or figure out where you be at. I can just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not even just, not even you could fucking be fucking tracking other people within your circle that you're close to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And not even really going after you, but just going through your page or whatever to, you know what I'm saying?
About.
It's a double-edged sword. Put it like that. You know what I'm saying? It has its perks you're and blessed. It has its cons. Thanks. To it, you know what I'm saying, in a certain way of looking at it. You always got to look at the situation half glass full, or always
it's hard to look at it like that sometimes.
It is or better yet, the better quote is, stay ready so you don't have to be ready.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, not to be paranoid,
fuck around, find out, bitch.
I like the quote, don't start nothing,
won't be none. That's true too. But you could also, as we see nowadays, you could be minding your own fucking business and don't even have none. Shit, and won't shit still none. Come your way.
Don't start none.
You know
who's
what I'm saying?
Scared, motherfucker. Who's scared?
We ain't scared.
You scared?
Nah,
motherfucker. You scared?
Nah.
Football. One of the things I want to talk about is injuries,
dude.
What the fuck is going on? Like.
Turf.
Achilles are like
turf.
Well, I would have to look
torn
at
left and right.
I'm not gonna say turf necessarily.
No, I'm saying some of it. Not
yeah.
saying like
yeah.
full 100%. Like turf is the reason why all these injuries. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it has a percentage.
The fucking waiver wire in fantasy football is dry as a fucking bone. Because no one is left. Everyone's fucking hurt. And so you get these bullshit-ass players, with all due respect to y'all. You get these players who just ain't starters.
Better
than
you. You
never heard of them. Yes, they are better than me. That's why I'm not in the NFL. And they got more money than me. So who am I to talk? But I'm going to do it anyways. It's fucking life, man. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about anymore.
Injuries.
Now I'm just thinking about being poor.
Injuries.
Thanks a lot.
But I feel like injuries have there. I feel like there's been a lot more season
injuries, not season just like ending 1-2 weeks.
Yeah,
you're done until next year, bro.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers, Kirk Cousins,
old boy from the Titans last night.
Titans.
Well, I don't know. Did you hear about his injury or no?
I don't
know any future shit. I don't know if he's out for the season. But I turned on the game yesterday, and when it came on. It was players on knees, a player was on the ground, two carts are out on the field. Apparently, dude went up for the catch or whatever. I think it was wide receiver or cornerback, 1-2. Anyway, he went up, came down, hit the ground, and then didn't get up. But I don't really know the gist of it. I'd have to see it.
That's it. By the time it took a cool minute, the cart, he had started wiggling his toes. They said his eyes weren't open, but he was able to wiggle it or move his toes.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? And this was them actually, like,
coming. I watched part of the game, but I didn't see that.
Yeah. And I think this was towards the end, like fourth quarter, with like four or within under five minutes left in the clock with 4 points of with a four point difference in the game.
Yeah, it was 16-20 or something, yeah, something like that.
So they said he's in. His name is Treylon Burks. He's in concussion protocol after a scary injury.
So his head smacked against the ground then.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's, yeah. Yeah, that's tough, man. Also, you got the quarterback from Indianapolis, Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, he's gone for the season. Yeah, that happened a few weeks ago.
San Francisco, too.
Not Purdy, but...
somebody else, yeah. They're injured.
McCaffrey got injured, but I think that's just a temporary thing. Yeah. People getting injured left and right with hamstring injuries, and they're just not coming back.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers fucking... Or not Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Jones.
Oh, fucking the Raiders quarterback.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo got that benched.
He got benched.
Oh, well, remember because...
Well, he had a small injury, but he still ended up playing. But... Yeah, Jimmy got fucking benched, bro.
And then the Browns quarterback too. So that injury he got against was it Seattle or somebody?
Nah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if that was season-ending though.
Tell me what you think about this defensive pick for fantasy. This week they had all these teams: Giants, Raiders, Washington Commanders. All of them were available, right? And the only reason that you would want them is because they're all playing really bad teams like the Giants, the Raiders, they're all playing each other. So Giants are playing the Raiders. I end up picking up the Giants defense because my thought is the Raiders just got rid of their head coach and fucking everybody. They benched their starting quarterback and they're going to go with this rookie. Their offense was already struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's just New York, and the Giants don't necessarily have, like, an amazing defense, but I think against a
they
team
don't,
that
they
is just...
They don't, but they got Thibodeau and a few other people that are pretty nice.
They don't have a terrible defense. Mm-mm. And then to go against an offense that's in such disarray right now,
yeah,
I think that was a solid pick. Now, watch, so I'm going to go, like, negative 6 points.
Well, you shouldn't go too bad. I don't think you're going to go, like, 10 or nothing, but... This is solid, like maybe 7, 8. Maybe.
I like when Dallas gave me that 33 fucking points on defense. That first, I think it was the first game of this season.
It was delicious.
Yeah, I bet you enjoyed that.
But no, I mean, Raiders got Crosby, you know? One man.
That's all they need. That's all they need.
Oh, man. Hey, you gotta be a fucking Superman now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But. Hey, it's football. Anything can happen.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. You know it's been crazy. Who knows what's gonna happen? I don't know. I still think our predictions are pretty solid.
Yeah,
for the Super Bowl because there ain't been a lot of crazy injuries. Knock on wood for the teams that we were talking about.
I do agree with this man said though. If the Chiefs game that's in Germany, if that bitch Taylor Swift show up, she really love that nigga.
Yeah, I made a comment the other day. I was like, yo, she show up in Germany? I said, I don't give a fuck what they saying. I said, they smashing and dating.
Dude, seriously.
You know what I'm saying?
Just both.
Seriously.
Not just one of them.
Because
like
we've seen
people.
The first game with her not being there, and we see how that turned out. They didn't win.
Hey,
you
which,
know
by
what
the
I'm
way,
saying?
I will say.
So, and against Denver, of all people, to lose to is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no shit.
Aside from their football life, yesterday was the first time I ever picked it up and listened to the podcast. Kelsey Brothers?
Yeah.
They're funny.
Pretty solid podcast. I've seen little clips of it.
They're funny.
But like to actually listen to it for like the whole 90 minutes or whatever, like.
Pretty funny dudes.
Bro, they be talking about the most random shit.
They're funny, bro. Like, they're funny. Like, I didn't think they were going to be that funny like that, but I was like, hey. This shit is hilarious, and you also feel a great brotherly chemistry between the two of them.
I wonder why.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
I know, right? It's almost like they could be related.
Yeah. Well, you know how you got some brothers that you know it's kind of it'd be kind of weird sometimes, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I
like
this
shit.
Like you said, I've heard clips and stuff and watched like little 2, 3, 4 minute videos or whatever, but. I've never listened to the whole. I don't listen to many podcasts at all.
They're funny, man.
So I have to check it
they're
out.
They're funny. They're funny. I have to say that much. I give them credit though. They're pretty funny. Pretty
fucking funny. You got anything? Y'all got it? Sorry. Y'all got anything else for football?
No, go Cowboys.
Or for sports, anything.
I really don't. Go Cowboys. I mean, because I just look at, I didn't even really like pay attention to any of the trades.
I do have a story about football. That's what you're supposed to say. Oh, yeah, what's up? So let's try it again. Hey, I got a story about football, though.
What's up?
All right, fuck one of the co-hosts.
But no, what happened?
So when it was cold this past week, right? Like, what? Really cold. My son wanted to wear his big old marshmallow coat, right? Jacket. Well, he was acting, it didn't dawn on me in the beginning, right? Because we were in a rush. I got off work late. We were trying to get out the house, get back home, you know, all this other shit. Well, my son was being fishy.
Yeah.
With this jacket, right?
The fuck, like, you mean?
He zipped it up on his own. He went and let me, like, he was being weird. He was holding the top of it, like, trying to shut it and shit.
Kids
and
are
I was
so like, obvious.
I was like, you know, what the hell is this boy hiding? Like, I ain't got time for it. Let's go. Man, we get to Walmart. This dude is like, yo, it's hot.
What he got over?
Right? He whispered to my wife, was like, I want to take off my jacket, but I don't want dad to see what I got. Yo. Now, mind you, my pops, he's from, you know, Wisconsin. So, my grandparents sent us, when Arlo was young, a Green Bay jersey.
Yeah.
So, underneath that jacket was a Green Bay jersey. Yeah. And every time Arlo even mentions, like, oh, I want Uncle Steve jersey, or I want a, you know, Green Bay jersey, I'm just like, bruh, you ain't my son. You know what I'm saying? So, I give him shit. Right, but he says he wants a jersey of everybody's team, you know, which he's fine. No, he's a kid.
Your son is a Packer fan,
bro. Like, I don't like it, bro. Like,
yeah,
he
bro.
Was cheesing like a motherfucker.
I even got that bullshit ass Packer fucking blanket in my back of seat of my fucking car.
Fuck
bro.
Yeah, because
he uses it as a blanket in the morning.
I know my little homie was a fellow Packer
and shit.
What?
Like, it was
y'all kept that from me?
It was how could y'all not tell it me? Was embarrassing. I wanted to, like, gouge my eyes out.
But to be real with you, yo, baby girl, she's going to be the football girl.
Yeah, she's going to be our football
straight
baby.
Straight up. Like, real talk. Because, like, she watch the games. She'll be in there.
She be watching
glued
it?
To the TV.
Yeah, man. Now, this fucker here, though, no. But that one over there, though, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Don't know what team she going to end up picking up, but... I feel like she's gonna be very fluid.
You gotta let them pick their own team. You gotta let them.
She's gonna be very fluid.
Oh, I'm gonna let them pick their own team, but it better not be. It better not be like some team like, hey, I'm a fucking Browns fan. Like, bro, get the fuck out of here. You joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean,
but still,
okay.
I
understand that. You gotta be reasonable.
You gotta pick a contending team, a team that at least is, you know what I'm saying, known for either making it to the playoff and doing pretty good,
or just doing good in general.
Yeah, but you can't be having no team that's consistently known for like zero and like four or like six within the regular season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is my team. No, the fuck it's not.
I mean, loyalty, bro. Raiders fans got them loyal fans, bro.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Detroit fans have been loyal for a long time.
Hey, shout out Detroit. My prediction's still strong right now. We'll see how they finish out the season.
Yeah, mine was wrong. I said the Vikings were going to come. We're going to take it. And they were coming back.
But now it's over.
Injuries. So outside of football.
I'm so excited for this next one.
There was some interesting arguments that I wanted to have. So the first one, I wanted to ask y'all, out of all the sports in the world, what do y'all think is the most boring? For me, it's hard. I'd have to say golf is very high up there. That's probably what I'd have to go with.
I'm going water polo.
Water polo?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I wasn't even thinking about
it. Or like, what's that shit?
Olympic
with the,
sports.
With the balls, with the wooden balls.
Croquet.
Croquet. That's boring.
Cricket?
Cricket too.
Cricket, or however you want to call it. Some people call it croquet. Some people call it cricket.
Mm. No, I think the really. I thought those are two.
I thought croquet was the thing that I was talking about. And crickets with the bat.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, you are.
I could be. Yeah, you are. I could be wrong.
You are.
Well, why don't you just go crochet?
Okay, that's
while playing croquet.
Oh,
I was like, I didn't say crochet.
And while you at it, why don't you spread some parquet on your toes?
Porquet.
Anyways, I got a good one.
Marco Polo, that's good. Okay. E, what you think? Hold on, before your good one.
Okay.
E didn't say.
I got two great ones, honestly.
All right.
Because there's a lot of fucking sports.
Ah, so he don't know, right? Wait, sports?
I got to say, water polo is more interesting.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about his answer.
Water polo is more interesting than golf.
Nah, not really, not to me.
The only time golf is interesting is if you have like a Happy Gilmore scenario.
We ain't seen that yet.
Exactly. Yeah. It's never been funny. It sucks.
I would put golf on my list too, though. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of fucking.
If you're looking for sports, I can't do that dude's voice. I was trying.
I feel that
for a minute. But if you're looking for sports that are boring as shit, I don't understand how golf isn't at least somewhere near the top. You know? I can understand maybe golf is not near the top. But I'm trying to think of water polo and like.
Would you put water polo in your top 10 sport?
There's always death looming. They could drown at any moment. That pool isn't 2 feet deep.
Okay, well, in NASCAR, they could die at any moment.
I didn't say NASCAR.
If not that, then
I'm just saying.
But you knew I was thinking it because I didn't say
where you slide it, but you got the motherfuckers with the little broom or whatever in there.
And they're like scrubbing the ice or whatever.
The fuck that is. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's curling, I think.
Yeah,
I probably would put that
no,
in.
No, that was
too.
Actually pretty interesting.
I don't know. I like watching old, and it's always like older people.
Yeah.
And so I like watching them just like furiously scrub the ice. And she's like, no, you scrub too much.
And
then it, bam, bounces
that's
off.
That's kind of interesting to me. I ain't going to lie. Oh, like, man. I mean, different strokes, different folks, you know? That's true.
What was the two you
got? All right, so two I got. If animals could talk, which species would be the rudest?
Oh, cats.
Cats?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Cats no.
are rude as shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
No. I say fucking.
We're talking about if these bitches could talk.
I say primates.
Yeah. Primates? Okay.
Think about it. Certain ones, like baboons, I feel like they would talk mad shit. Mad shit.
Ooh, hyenas would probably be rude as fuck.
I don't know.
See, I was thinking
they're already laughing. They're already laughing at you. If you could just understand what they're saying, like, ha, motherfucker, I'm going to bite your ass.
I feel that. See, I was thinking the lioness would be like the rudest. You know what I'm saying? Like sassy diva, ooh, like rude as fuck.
Or a badger.
I don't need no man.
What about a badger?
But I need a man.
What about a badger?
Honey badger.
You could also go with porcupine.
Honey badgers don't give a fuck.
Porcupines
are nice. They don't understand why people don't like their needles.
Or a Tasmanian devil.
What was your one that you said?
I said cat. Cats are rude as shit.
Man, cats are pussies, bro. I don't want a plex. I don't want a plex. Sorry, I'm stunned.
You don't have to.
I gangbang on cats.
I could probably agree with you because I've seen the motherfuckers just do shit.
Cats will look at you, breathe, and smack the shit out of you.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
I can agree with that.
I appreciate it.
They're in the top five on the list. All right, for sure.
I can deal with that.
I could agree with that. Because them niggas do be doing
spiteful shit. Boxed my way back into the top five.
You know what I'm saying?
From a ridiculous response.
There's
which is how you looked at me. You were just like, what? The preposterousness, that's not a word.
Preposterous levioso.
I feel like chihuahuas would be in there too. Because them motherfuckers are just naturally just mean. And have an attitude for no fucking
chihuahua
reason.
Would be. Yeah.
I feel like they would talk a lot of shit. Yeah.
But they would have that Napoleon complex.
What's your other one?
Okay, so this one's a good argument question, right?
Speak on it.
How many chickens would it take to kill a lion?
Wow.
Oh, that's okay. I would say if they do it right.
Are we talking chickens or are we talking roosters?
We're talking chickens. How many chickens would it take to kill a lion?
I just had to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, both
I'm saying
the same category. But
thousands
to
1,200.
Sure.
No, I'm saying like 55.
What? No.
Yeah.
A lion can easily take 50 to 100 easily.
Nah, see, what's going to happen is he's going to eat a chicken whole. It's going to be full. Another, he's going to eat another one. He's going to eat like 3-4 of them. To the point where he's just so full. The itis
always wins, man.
He's just like, ugh, it can't do I'm shit. Done.
I feel and like I ace.
These chickens just go for the eyes.
Death by greediness.
And then just slowly, chickens got sharp ass fucking claws.
Not 55, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm going way to 55.
Disagree. Way to disagree, but in the wrong fucking way.
Don't tell me how to disagree.
You could have had a fucking number higher then. Number.
Then what would be a proper number?
A logical number. A thousand.
A thousand?
A thousand. Peck that motherfucker. If they all peck at once with all their might, all their strength, all their will, bam. Imagine a Super Saiyan chicken,
them
bro.
Moving fast enough at that percentile rate to actually, and we're talking about a lion.
I'm gonna cut you off right there because on behalf of all my chicken homies, you got me fucked up. 1,000 chickens. There it is, folks.
55.
Fuck your 55. Fuck your whatever number.
Yeah, you, what's your number?
What's your number?
I probably say between
Doesn't matter.
500 to 1,000.
Between 500 and 1,000.
That wild.
55.
Okay, you're smoking crack, but whatever. We're gonna roll with that.
I'm going 55 and you can't stop me. What would 55 be
don't seem like it's enough to me.
Like I said, you just gotta do it a certain way. Don't as long as you do it a certain way and everything goes the way that I said.
In 55. Okay.
There you go. What sport would be the best sport to add alcohol to?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah. I think basketball would be a great one. I don't know if it's the best, but it's definitely a great one because, like, think about someone plastered trying to like, boxing, go for a dunk or a layup. UFC,
mixed martial arts.
I was going to say, honestly, well, you could put that in. I would honestly say more or less UFC. Boxing. Okay, that'd be cool, but UFC, it's more to it, you know what I'm saying? So to see two by round,
that
the more the round goes up, the more shots you take. Pro wrestling, like
in the Olympics.
Hey, that'd be more entertaining.
See,
on the Olympic side, you know what I'm saying? Like pro wrestling,
water polo.
Yeah, I've been thinking about doing.
Nah, because they're drowned. They're drowned. Fuck that. Hey, nope. I think golf would be more entertaining if it was drunk.
Yo, that is very true.
Okay, I got one.
That would be a
NASCAR. I was about to say that NASCAR would be hella interested.
Death rate driving. Would be high, man. Oh, yeah, see, and it's tonight, encouraging bad tonight behavior we lost. At the same time. You're encouraging drunk
tonight
driving.
Tonight we lost 28
and reckless,
racers.
And reckless behavior all at once, and it's legal.
Oh, shit. They look at it like it's a good thing. Like,
you know how many?
Tonight we lost a total of 27 racers. That's right. And that's capping a total of 174 this month. It's like it's a great month for racing.
It's like the 9/11 of NASCAR. Like
that's some Final Destination shit right there. Straight up, you know what? Days and Thunder.
Bro, that would be wild.
What is the biggest party animal?
Like, as in the animal kingdom?
Just yeah, outside of people.
Man,
what?
Outside of people. Humans.
Who's the biggest party animal?
Yeah, who's the biggest? So, my answer is pigs. And nothing you can say will ever make me disagree. Because I have first-hand experience with a party pig.
Oh, you're gay.
No, it's not gay. What?
It sounds weird. I was about to say. It doesn't sound gay.
Yeah, it sounds weird. But
not gay. It doesn't give off gay radar. Sorry, it gives off weird vibes.
It's not okay.
Okay, gay is happy, okay?
Huh? And I'm not now.
Sounds gay.
Was you using it in
Yeah, sounds gay. Sounds happy.
That pig was happy. So, long time ago, in a far, far away... No, I'm just playing. So, when I was growing up, my parents, they bought some land. And we used to go out there on weekends and basically cut down trees and move shit and clean up so we could build the house there eventually. And that's what we did for like 2 years. And then even after we built the house, you know, it was still...
Still,
you
know,
still
to
wanted
do.
To clear the land and shit. So, but long story short, we would put all this shit in giant piles. And I remember before the house was built, we had this pile that was literally the size of the house. My dad rented a bulldozer, took that shit, and just piled up trees and cedars and trees and oaks and into literally a pile the size of the house. We had all these people come over, big party. Someone went to go pee, and they came back, and they said, hey, I was peeing, and this fucking pig, like, started, like, sniffing, like, my ass. I'm like, what the fuck? So they go out there, and sure enough, there's a pig. And so we go to this pig, and pig seems friendly. This is basically like a wild boar. It's not like your typical type of pink pig.
Non-domestic.
And so someone goes over and my dad goes over, pours down a beer, and he just drinks the whole beer. And then they gave him another one and another one. And I don't know how many they gave him throughout the night, but this pig got wasted. And so everyone had fun. You know, oh, cool. We had the party pig, right? We do the same thing again. A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, however long, party pig was back. Party with us again. Get drunk with us again. For like 8 months, this party, at least once a month, we're having a big fire and burning shit. And this pig would show up and just, you know, hang out with us and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden it just stopped coming.
Y'all killed it.
And we're like, oh, no, we didn't kill it.
Beer.
Did y'all stop burning fire?
No, we were still out there clearing wood and shit. It was thick out there. So I was like, oh, well, something got him.
Huh.
The same thing happened with a wild cat we had. It wasn't our cat. It just showed up on our doorstep one day. And so it stayed outside, but at night it would sleep on the patio. And then just one night it's like, tiger? Nope.
Tiger?
I guess tiger's done. Guess he's not coming back. Huh. So that's the thing about having like semi pets in the country. Like they're wild pets, but I don't know. You get to form relationships with them, and then just one day, all of a sudden, they're just
gone,
and you're just like, I wonder what the fuck happened.
Gone.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, so that's my answer. It's a party pig. It's the pig.
I said chimps.
Okay. Like, why?
Bro, they just, or any kind of ape, like, they just look crazy. Like, they look like they get down, bro. Like, look at videos you've seen on YouTube of, like, monkeys and apes and shit. Like, you give them a gun, like, they shoot at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember that monkey video? Or that chimp video?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, bro. All proud and shit. But, yeah, man, they just look like they get down, bro. Like, take a few shots, have a beer, and
I feel that. I feel that. Oh,
man. That one I wasn't expecting, so I mean, I never looked at it like that, but
you do now.
Yeah, I probably would say that, or probably if not apes,
I feel like killer whales would also be some good ass party with
animals. Oh yeah,
I wouldn't go say them, but I'd probably like dolphins though.
Yeah,
I'd be going around. I don't know if I want to say that, but it's a joke, obviously, but I go on a rape party with dolphins. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Jesus.
Not even the water is safe.
You got to live up to the name. You know what I'm saying? Like, there we are, folks.
Last one before we get into this last topic of religion, which please, y'all, don't take it too seriously. Do animals have souls, and where do they go when they pass away?
Yes, they have souls.
Okay, so then what happens to the souls after they die? What do you think?
You ever seen the movie Out Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yeah.
It's exactly just like that.
You too?
Yeah.
Nah, look, I don't think there's enough space for all them animals.
This is what they don't go to the same heaven as us.
Yeah.
They're okay. Look, it's like hotels.
Nah, I don't know what I
think. Listen, it's like a two story building, all right? But imagine multiple, right?
Yeah,
sub levels. Peasants do make it to heaven, okay? You know, depending. Well, but
good. I got a chance.
But you got your hierarchy and shit. You know, just because you might be middle class on Earth, don't mean to change up in heaven. You know what I'm saying? You still got to work. Anyway,
But yeah.
Anywho.
Archangels.
I don't know. I'm just fucking around. But when dogs die, I mean, I don't know. Hell yeah, I think they got a soul. Any animal kind of got a soul when they look at you after you beat them half to death.
You know, any animal has a soul. So what about insects?
You said animal, not insect.
Yeah, I know. I'm just asking now about insects.
No, I don't think about insects.
Like spiders.
I don't know. I doubt it.
You don't think so? I was watching this. There's this girl who has a lot of pet spiders, and she has
tarantulas. You mean?
No, like some. Well, I'm sure she has tarantulas too, but this one was a jumping spider, and you know, she's like literally, she set it down, and she's like, "All right, we're gonna see what happens." And the spider like kept coming like back to her and just like wanted to be like on her hand, and like it's like, okay, so is that spider like showing affection, like, or is there a different reason why that spider wants to be there? And so according to her, it's like a continuous thing. Like, isn't it that spider just wants to be with her?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, so if that's the case,
I think it probably I would say yeah, especially if she's getting them from eggs and hatching them from eggs and all the way up, then
she did
established. Then
at least I think that's what she said.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's a common thing, no matter whether it's.
You know, there's whispers for every kind of thing in the world.
You say who?
There's whispers. You have dog whispers, cat whispers.
Yeah, like Caesar Milan. He's the dog whisperer.
If you say so, you say so. But I guess, I mean, I probably have to say with that too, then it's similar with any baby or infant that is firstborn. The first thing that it sees, normally it imprints as its. You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying that spiders... are babies.
No, I'm saying that.
And babies are spiders.
But I'm saying the initial first thing that any infant sees, any infant or any, you know what I'm saying? That you see
conglomerate.
When you come to light, you know what I'm saying? That when you can actually see, that's what you normally imprint as your comfort or safe zone. You know what I'm saying? So that's.
You was there with me when I was born. I fucks with you.
Yeah, in that aspect, you know what I'm saying? In that aspect,
you was with me while I was born.
So I can see that's probably why too. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was a violent thing, she probably would have made that very clear too in the video. Like, well, this one is a little bit grumpier, or you know what I'm saying? Then,
a violent thing, like she beat up the spider before she got it.
I don't know how
fucking
much
uppercut it.
How much blunt force you can get to a spider where it'll still be
without,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
How hard do you flick a spider before you smush it?
Like, in an aspect of that, you know what I'm
saying? I just want to teach it a lesson.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill it.
So.
You know?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oops.
I hate this time of year because spiders, wolf spiders, they be having all their babies on their back because they're about to die. And they always try, like, I killed one in the garage yesterday. Bro,
that's harsh.
So many spiders came out from that motherfucker. I'm just sitting there stomping away. I'm like, yep, I'm sorry. Your whole fucking lineage that you just spent your whole life working for. I'm sorry. It was in the middle of my garage. And I spend a lot of time in my garage. So I was like, there's no way in hell I'm letting this happen.
Yeah, you gotta go, bitch.
You gotta go.
All you.
It sucked, though. I didn't.
Fiction notice.
The first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this spider's back?
Gotta get it.
And so, like, I went to move it.
That shit looks dope.
And, like, 8 or 10 of them fell off. And I was like, oh!
I gotta get you down.
You know, it's weird because when you hear me talk about religion and next shit, you're gonna be confused, right? But I do believe animals have souls. I mean, I watch a lot of videos of, like, wildlife killing each other and shit.
Yeah.
Like, bruh. Like, when you look into the face of an animal dying, bro, like, that's just wild. Like, I've been watching Komodo dragons eat live goats. And there was this one. It was crazy, bro. Like that shit was wild to me. But he got the goat head first, right? And it was like a little billy goat. Yo, you could still hear the fucking goat screaming at the top of his lungs while half of his body was in the body of the dragon, right?
Damn.
And then when the Komodo swallowed him whole, bro, It got real quiet and you could hear muffled screams of the fucking goat. That shit was wild to me. I was like, yo, I said, that motherfucker has a soul, bro. Like, yeah, bro, that shit's crazy. So, yeah, I do think animals got souls. Like,
and there's just a separate heaven for them or what?
So, look, man.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. This is what I think happens.
So I just want to know what you think.
This is what I think happens when dogs die, especially dogs that mattered, right? So you know those things that shine bright like diamonds in the sky?
Stars.
Stars. Yeah. That's what happens to dogs, man. They turn into stars. Their souls are
bad. What about cats?
Fuck a cat.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Cat goes fucking, straight.
First of all, that's disgusting.
Cat goes straight to Hades.
Damn. Straight to Hades. God dang. Why?
Or should I say Hades?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not a cat person at all. But, me either. But like...
Because that's just the way the world works, bro. Right, don't
that's, know. That's fair enough. What about like aardvarks? Where the fuck do they go? Hmm? Aardvarks. When they die, what about them? What about fucking anacondas? I don't know why I'm on A's. What about anteaters?
Damn. What about ants?
No. Not, we already said not insects.
Oh, okay.
I thought we
but what about antelope?
Spiders, though. Antelope?
Yeah.
What about...
Beavers.
Bears. Buffalo.
Bison.
Nice. Nice. Anyways, that's stupid. What do you believe, like, happens to you?
When I die?
Yeah.
I decompose or get burned.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
No soul going on. Like, you have a soul, right?
I would assume so, just like animals.
Right.
Like, I believe I have a soul, yeah, but...
So then what happens to that soul after you die? It's just over?
It just stays on Earth, I mean...
Stays on Earth. So you're in limbo on Earth, you get to see stuff?
No. I mean, I don't know what happens to my soul. I haven't died yet.
I know you don't know, bro. I'm asking what.
But what
you
do I believe?
Think.
Like, I don't really know, honestly.
E?
I think when we just die.
And that's I it. Hope you're fucking wrong.
Why?
Because I don't want to just fucking die and over. I want to go on to another fucking life and hopefully
the expression of like
if
you only have
hell,
one.
Then
you
I
only
just die and be over with.
You only have one life. You know what I'm saying? If you had multiple lives, they'd be like, oh, you only got two lives. Live it right. You know what I'm saying? So meaning you have this life and then you have your afterlife. But people don't say that shit. There's not a saying that says, oh, you only have fucking nine lives. You know what I'm saying? It's
well,
always
the
only.
Do.
Yeah, that's different. You know why? Egyptians caused that. Don't know how, don't know why, but they did. But anyway. Yeah. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. That's why cats are fucking always pissed. You ever seen a cat try to commit suicide? He can't because he comes back to life. You know what I'm saying? Like, impossible, bro. And by the ninth time, he's done doing it.
He's like, I'm fucking...
He's like, you know what? Five times in, bro, I'm fucking done, bro. Let's just get drunk, see if I can kill my liver and shit. You know? He does that the first time. Every time he tries to kill himself, he's done. So his last life, he's just going to ride it out and enjoy it. So hence, you only got one life.
Puss in Boots.
That's what I was thinking this whole time. It's like Puss in Boots thought he had another life. He's fucking counting wrong.
Hitting whistles. Then.
You know what I'm saying?
Got scared, pussycat.
Oh, shit. So, E, what do you think after we kick the bucket, what you think happens?
Damn, that's harsh.
You said that. What?
Kick the bucket.
Heaven or hell, man.
You said heaven or hell? Yeah.
If you get heaven, I feel like you get reincarnation. Probably you start all over again. Get reborn. And that's how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? It's you're in heaven, but you're chilling until like... You know what I'm saying? So... Kind of like when people say like deja vu, they kind of feel like they experience the same thing again or something like, or whatever. But
so you think like you die, you go to heaven or hell. And if you go to heaven, then, you know, you're kind of just posted up there until it's like, all right, Let's go back in the washer.
Yeah.
Like, run the rinse cycle again.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Interesting.
It's an infinity cycle. You know what I'm saying? You just don't remember your past.
Yeah.
Or some people do kind of like when it's, like I said, like deja vu. You know what I'm saying? That's just, that's one, that's how I look at it. It's.
Well, I mean, you do have like those unexplained cases of like kids knowing
this
crazy
this,
details, you know what about I'm lives that yeah. they have no
experience reason, or that, reason of knowing.
Yeah. Like, yeah, knowing the pilot's name in the plane and, you know, yeah, he was the co-pilot, and I ran this plane, and then finding out in World War II that there was a guy by those same names who did all those things.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's like, how does this fucking six-year-old know this? It's not like he's a uber genius or anything.
Time traveler.
Also, I agree too in the same way with dark spirits too, knowing some shit too though. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah, definitely
from a you know what I'm saying.
Darkness.
I think to be honest, there are times where you know I've probably said this before on the podcast, so I apologize for repeating it, but whatever. A lot of times I'll question myself and you know kind of wonder, is there really a heaven? You know, what if I live my life a certain way the whole time and then, you know, it's like, fuck, I could have had more fun or done other things that, you know.
And that's not what that's not the image order.
And so it's like, you know, a lot of people, you know, spend so much time praying and so much time at church and things like that, you know, for it to all, you know,
but that's
go to waste, a lot of people.
That's still not guaranteed to get you in there.
I know, but I'm saying, like, if there isn't a heaven, then, you know, all that time is wasted. And so a lot of times that's when I start to wonder, like, oh, shit, like, what if all this is for naught, you know? And then, but then it's weird. Like I said, I've said this before on the podcast, but it's ghosts that really always make me remember that, oh, yeah, there's something.
I can feel you on that because, like, I mean, I do sit back there and think, like, yo, what if all my disbelief this whole time, you know, bites me in my ass? But then again, I'm like, nobody knows what the fuck happens. If somebody knew what the fuck happened after death, don't you think somebody would have came and told us about their experience?
But you know I don't feel like your the way you approach or your beliefs is like you being a tyrant or like a like poking and like saying like. You know what I'm saying? Like that, I feel like you have what you take. You question, not in a way to be disrespectful, but in a way of questioning for knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it may come off rude or offensive to some people. You know what I'm saying? In the way you approach your questions. Mm-hmm. But that's just who you are in nature. You know what I'm saying? So...
Because that one question in the Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen, don't quote me exactly on it, but the little elf motherfucker was like, something on the lines of like, seeing isn't believing, believing is seeing.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me like ever since I was a kid, bro. Like, I need to physically see something for me to believe that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I need a sign. I need something. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and say that something don't exist because I feel like I've been in situations where like, okay, when they tell you all the signs about like if you know there's like spirits around you and shit, the temperature drops, all that other shit.
Right.
You know, if I've experienced shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And it makes you think like there's shit out there, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
You're not wrong.
But like... It's crazy because you're like, when people be like, yo, who's your creator? I'm like, my parents. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's just weird.
The thing, though. If there's something out there, then something has to happen after we die. Those ghosts or you know, whatever it is. Yeah, they're not just there for
they
no
ain't
reason.
Gotta, I mean, this is true, but again,
so to me, like,
they
should have
shared
like,
their experiences
right, well,
with me.
Oh, okay, then us. If that case then I feel like those that do, when we do see those spirits or those malevolent spirits, either have been done wrong and haven't been put properly to rest, or haven't finished their purpose.
I feel that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it says in most of the movies.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it also say in the Bible, we're put here for a purpose. Or as God said, we have a purpose. Everybody has a particular purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Work.
You know what I'm saying? So
you got me moving dirt.
Those only thing I can think of. And then also, there's just some people that are just born pure fucking evil too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There are definitely some evil ass fucking people out there.
So,
some
bitches.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say some, because sometimes some people can, fucked up shit can turn people into villains. And then there are some motherfuckers that are just born naturally fucking villains. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some people are molded.
And that doesn't have a gender on it. It doesn't have a gender or sex on it or anything. It just,
I woke up like this.
You know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying?
So this is kind of hard because Josh don't fucking believe in God, but we're just going to say that you do.
He believes in something. It's just not God. So, but he believes in something.
Do you believe in destiny? Or do you believe that we have free will for
life? I believe both go in hand.
I'm just saying, explain though.
Because I feel like they some way intertwine on your life string or whatever. You know what I'm saying? In some way of a hand. Because they say, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you can't run from destiny or grab destiny by the hand or whatever and take control of it. So, in that aspect, that's the same as free will, because free will is taking control. You know what I'm saying? And not allowing to be controlled.
Yeah, but those sayings are literally saying, like, don't let destiny shape your future. You shape your future, which is free will. So to me, like,
but they also say you can mold your destiny too, though.
Okay, so then you don't think...
If you have that ability to mold, then that's free will to mold it then at the
same time. So then you don't think that God basically has everything set out the way, like, he lines out your life. Like, a lot of people believe that he, you know, has everything set up a certain way
to happen. No, I do not believe that.
Or do you think he just put people here and said, y'all, do your thing?
But then I ask the question, if that's the case, if he has my life lined out, why he make that dude a crackhead? Like, why are people out here struggling if we're supposed to have all this good? You know what I'm saying?
I believe he knows in the choices you're going to make, but I don't believe he has your life mapped out, because the choices that you make is how you map your life out.
Well, let me rephrase. When I say he has your life mapped out, I don't mean that he's purposely saying, oh, this guy's going to do crack. He knows that you're going to grow up and you're going to make these choices to lead you down this road. That's what I mean. Do you think he already has that mapped out, where he's like, I know the
free will aspect.
How do you know it's a he?
I don't know. So that's what we're going with.
Free will plays into that aspect of what you're saying.
Yeah. So okay. So you believe that God lets us have free will, and there's not really destiny.
Yeah. It's free will. Because at the same time,
but if God, you can't have both.
Because we have people seen to have a great destiny lined up, but then free will of choice, very totally the opposite.
Yeah, but a destiny lined up, that's something that we're saying, versus destiny is like, that's what your path is supposed to be. Because that's how it's written by, like, God. Like, that's your destiny. This is how you're supposed to do it. It's not something that we're able to call out and say, hey, this person is destined to do this. At least not in the sense that I'm talking about.
Okay. All right.
And so, like, you can't really, I feel like you can't really do both. Because if he already has everything mapped out, you have the illusion of free will, but at the end of the day, you're still going to end up exactly where he says you're going to end up.
But then,
that's destiny. But if you have free will, then you just do whatever you fuck you want. He doesn't really know what the outcome is going to be.
I don't know. because I feel like that's because I feel like it's him telling you, yeah, this is what you can do if you do it this way, but I give you free will to choose to.
But God doesn't tell us anything.
It doesn't, but I mean, like,
other than it's in the Bible and things like that.
It's weird because I don't have the mindset of a deity,
right? Well, do you think he interferes?
Like a deity to be able to know exactly percent every person on the planet to know exactly, yes, I know what you're going to do this. So it's weird. It's hard to answer that question precisely, correctly.
Yeah.
To be like, for everybody that's probably listening on the podcast to be like, oh, he cracked the code. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know we ain't no gods or anything like that, but it's all just opinions. Do you think that God interferes in people's lives, like if necessary? Like if he has your life planned out and you're about to go off course, does he interfere?
Yes. I feel like you get three good warnings.
Damn. Chach, this is kind of weird because you don't necessarily believe in, like, you believe in something, I guess?
Yeah, because, like, you know, long story short, house almost got burnt down the other night. And, we walked in at the right time, bro.
I can feel Jesus, like, in his chilies.
I don't want to say it was Jesus. I just want to say it was prime intuition. But
it's a weird.
It was feeling. Something that was there.
It just kept being, it's like a pulse or something that just keeps.
So I'm telling my wife, just walk in this motherfucker. Like, walk in the garage.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's kind of like the same experience I had with my situation back home, or situation in California, you know what I'm saying? And something kept telling me you need to get up and leave and go from the back of the hospital and go to the front and check on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just something, you know what I'm saying? And you can't fight it. No matter how much you're trying to shake it off, tells you, get the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you get three good warnings. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't heed those good warnings, then you know what I'm saying? You gotta learn. You gotta learn. You know what I'm saying?
To Hades with you.
All right. Do you think religion is a net benefit?
A who?
A net benefit for society.
A net?
Yeah, is it a benefit as a whole?
People like to think it is.
No. A lot of people think that a lot of our morals and things like that are based in religion.
And choice.
And had it not been for the religion that laid the foundation, then, you know, we wouldn't have the morals that we do now. And then their argument is now, as we get further and further removed from the church throughout the world, we have more and more deplorable shit happening. Like, you can't fucking have an opinion anymore without getting attacked. People don't have morals anymore. So where do they get these morals from if not from religion? I don't think religion is the only place to get morals from.
I mean, it plays,
but I definitely think it helps instill morals in a lot of people.
It plays for the humanity of the human race. If that's the best way to put it. But to make it operate and function, no. And the only reason why I say that is because some factor is, like I said,
Competing religions?
That and the factor that you just have natural born evil motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You can't control that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't control something that you cannot predict or know or expect to happen.
Right.
When it pertains to evil, you don't know. And also, you can have some of the most humane people on the planet, but then put them in a critical or a situation where survival kicks in or death kicks in. Shit changes.
Yeah, of course.
A completely different person. You know what I'm saying? Some people can snap back from it. Some people can't. You know what I'm saying?
I always wonder what happened to people who were like born with like mental issues and you know, like they kill someone or kill a lot of people, whatever. You know, like, how does that work? Does God know, like, hey, your brain was fucking fried. You had no shot. You had no shot at this shit. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Or does he say, nope, too bad. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not deeply religious.
It's not a hard question to talk about. It's just,
I don't think there's
the factors on both sides. It's variable.
You know, I think the only time it's hard to talk about religion is when you start comparing religions and like trying to say like, oh, my religion is superior to this one. Like, well, yeah, we've been predominantly about Christianity, but there's a, you know, Judaism, you know, Islam. Well, you know,
not had that now. It's been going on since.
Since age of time.
Even when we read in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? This one was complaining.
Even dinosaurs are religious, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. In this situation.
Philosopher, never mind.
It's, yeah, man. That too, and then with the factor of a lot of the crooked and wicked shit that has been exposed to within the so-called houses of the Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Has not been tasteful.
Yeah, the mega churches and all the other, you know, sexual scandals.
Yeah,
certain churches, and it's there's a lot of bad things, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of good things about it too.
This is true too.
So it's I don't know. I don't want to, you know, get too crazy trying to promote religion to people, you know. Fucking decisions, but either way, I think that's about all the time we got, man.
Oh yeah,
y'all got anything before we get up out of here?
Go Cowboys.
Yeah, to think about it. Yo, go Packers. We didn't talk about them earlier.
Go Birds.
They've been having a rough fucking time. Like, I think we're 2-5. It's rough. I knew it wasn't going to be a great season, but damn, I didn't think it'd be that bad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to watch this game this weekend. I think we're going to get the W.
Who y'all play?
Because eventually we just got to get one.
Who y'all play?
I want to say we play the Rams.
It don't matter. Because
we beasted on them. They beasted on them.
Bro, we lost to Atlanta. We lost to Oakland. We lost to the Raiders. I said Oakland, but the Vegas Denver Raiders.
Packers ain't shit.
Yeah, fuck you. That's why Dallas is going to lose this weekend in Philly.
It don't fucking matter.
I mean, it definitely matters, but
because I'm still a fan.
Either way, appreciate y'all for listening. Appreciate y'all's time. Make sure y'all go to the Facebook page. Like, comment, subscribe. Like I said, the page has slowly been growing, so I definitely appreciate everyone for reaching out. And other than that, y'all be easy.
Hallelujah. Holla back.
Peace. Ain't no holla back, girl. Ain't no holla back, girl.
Take a seat and see in my lenses. Not safe for the apprehensive and senseless. If I should mention the facts, got a back of consensus. Tension when not submissive. Too hot, then get out the kitchen. Appropriately offensive.